Joining us now, they're out in Pebble Beach. I'm a little jealous. From Biomech, we have Dr. Frank Fornari and PGA Tour player Heath Slocum. What's going on, guys?
We're just relaxing here in Monterey or Carmel. It's awful here. It's terrible.
Yeah,
you don't want to be here.
Yeah, I feel for you.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to talk about the Biomech putter and the application that you guys are coming out with to help everybody putt. But I want to preface this a little bit, and I want to go right to Heath Slocum, and I want to say, Heath, as a PGA Tour player and a guy who's out there grinding week in and week out, I want you to tell the listeners how important putting is for your life on the PGA Tour. I mean, you know, guys hit lots of good shots. It does come down to the flat stick, though, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. Like, what the putter is it's an eraser for your scorecard. I mean, you can hit, you know, really an awful drive, an awful second shot, chip it 20 feet past and make your putt, and there you have. You know, you've made your par. So, you know, definitely on the PGA Tour, what I look to do is we're just trying to look for, like, really like a quarter of a shot every day. I mean, we're not looking for much, and those definitely add up. And the best way to actually erase strokes is on the putting green. And so that's where, you know, that's where a lot of your money's made.
Yeah, and I suppose looking for innovation and ways to improve that part of your game is important. And as we try to describe the Biomech putter to our listeners, we want them to go out to biomechsports.com and see a picture of it and check out all the information. But it's sort of like a mallet putter, but instead of having the hosel in the front, it's in the back, and the shaft is angled forward, and the shaft is slightly longer, so it's almost anchored, although we don't use that word, on the forearm. So just to give our listeners a sense for what it looks like. But there's been golf innovation that was supposed to save the, you know, every day there's a new product that's supposed to save the game. What went into this? What makes this different, and why is it going to be the latest, greatest, best version of a putter that we've seen?
Well, what we do at Biomech and biomechanics, in order to generate the mechanics part of the golf swing, it has to come from the biology, which means it comes from the human body. So most of the golf equipment world designs equipment. Not to diminish the engineering, because there's a lot of great engineering in golf club manufacture, but it's made with from robots like Iron Byron, and it's made with engineers who are materials guys. And at Biomech, we have biologists, physiologists, we have molecular biologists, geneticists, we also have engineers, we have materials guys. So what we do is try to design the equipment to optimize how your body works, rather than from the club inside and designing a club that then make your body move that way. We take a look and see how the body's supposed to move, and then try to develop the club so the club becomes an orthotic. It actually helps your body perform better.
Yeah, you know, and the funny thing is I've had one of these since roughly February of last of 2016, and I'm telling you, every time I walk out on a putting green and I drop the ball down and I start to putt, people are like, what in the heck is that? And they try and pick it up and they try and putt conventional with it, and it's not going to work because, you know, obviously there's 12 degrees of loft on this. So kind of explain the process of the development of this putter, what you guys went through. Just kind of give me the basics on this.
Sure. If you take a look at the golf swing during what we call the impact zone, the club head travels fairly straight right through that impact zone in order to make the ball go straight and square the face up. So what we did, we created, if you can visualize this, sort of a three-dimensional box that if we were able to keep a putter in that box, it would go straight. And using the same muscles that you use to swing the golf club rather than your hands and arms, we just developed a mathematical algorithm and solved the equations for that, and this device fell out of those studies. So this putter, in order to putt very, very straight, we have a 12.5-degree lean angle on it. So when you set it down and you put your arms together, the inside of your leading arm, the shaft rests comfortably there. So it forms a nice, stable triangle between the putter, both your arms and your shoulders. So we've basically taken your hands and arms out of the putting stroke, which is probably responsible for 99% of all the problems people have. they try to control the putter with their hands and arms, and it's an issue. The other thing is the lean angle or the lie angle on the putter is about 13 or 13 and a half degrees, so the ball is closer to you, so you're not reaching for it, you're not putting in an arc, and your eyes are over the ball every time because there's a zero angle with our putter. So you're looking down the line on every single putt when you use our putter. And there's a 2-degree loft in the putter head, because you've now created this stable triangle, the ball's closer to you. You're putting basically with your core or your quads. Just make a nice little weight shift, a very tiny one, just like you do with an 8-iron bump and run, and follow through down the line, and the putter face stays square. There's almost no moment of inertia on here because it's up against your leading forearm, so you don't have to worry about striking it on the sweet spot every time. And you can now use the mass of your whole body, which is a lot more weight than your hands and arms, which means shorter backstroke, the club square, much more squared impact. You're looking straight down the line. You're going to not only make more putts, but your quality of your misses is going to be much, much, much better.
Well, as a left-handed player, I appreciate you twice saying lead arm. So thank you for that. You didn't say left arm. So I appreciate that as a left-handed player. But I'm also curious. You're listing the people who are involved in the development of this, and while you all certainly have a passion for golf, it doesn't seem like this started with golfers. And I think sometimes people too close to something and too familiar with it can screw it up. Is it true that some of the inspiration for this came from a tennis player?
LeVon Davis, who's one of our partners, is a design engineer, and LeVon and I, you know, play a lot of tennis together, and we're always looking for. Most of us are teachers, so what Biomech really does, it develops motion analysis systems for healthcare, and that are also informational, but more importantly, instructive. So we have systems that if you get a knee replacement, we put sensors on your knee. It tells you what exercises to do, how to move your knee so you recover properly. Golf is simply another motion. There's a proper way to make those motions, and there's an improper way. So what we do here is we have a product coming out this year for putting that's a very, very robust motion analysis application that you can use 24/7 anywhere you go that can help with your putting. So LeVon and I started discussions on, you know, how to make a better golf swing, how to make a better tennis swing, because these are sort of subjective. They're not really quantifiable. You watch somebody, you say, try this, but you really can't measure the iteration. So that was the birth or the genesis of the company. And frankly, we decided to morph it into golf because we thought there was a really good chance we could improve people's putting. If you're like me, putting is at least half your game. And you know, there's got to be an easier, better, but more importantly, healthier way to do that. So if you take a look at the devices that we make, traditional putters are about, you know, anywhere from 18-degree lie angle and bigger. So they're very short. So you're bent over. Your spine angle is very, very bad. So you're bent over all day putting. It causes a lot of lower back and cervical issues. With our putter, the lie angle is about, again, 13 and a half. You're much taller. You're rotating through the stroke, so we don't see the fatigue or the strain and stress on your back, because you're going to be putting out there for at least maybe an hour and a half every round, and after a while, it does cause some deficit and some injury.
Yeah, and that's the thing I wanted to ask Heath as well, is the experience using this putter. I mean, you know, we know professionals are out there, you know, practicing hours upon hours, and you know, the short game is a big part of that, Heath. And you know, obviously this is not taking as much of a toll on your back and your, you know, your waist as some of the other putters that you've had.
Well, that's such a good point, is that there's no doubt, and I've kept myself in good shape, but whenever I would putt, you know, in practice especially, that, my lower back would, it would be killing me after I was done. What I will say the last couple of years is, I mean, I feel much, much better. I'm in a better position. And I just feel, I mean, more natural, more athletic in that position anyway. And so it allows for, you know, longer practice, better practice for that matter. So, yeah, it's been another huge selling point, if you would say, for a lot of people and for looking at it, that it's not only a better way to putt, but it's actually better for you.
Well, and I suck at golf, and part of the problem is that there's too many variables. My life is more collision than precision. I'm a former football player, and right. So the more variables, the more problems I have. And it looks to me in swinging this putter that some of this just ideal sort of angle and triangulation of your arms and the club that you've created eliminates. I mean, you almost can't be handsy with it. You almost can't sort of round it over because you can't bend over too far. You can't. It's almost self-correcting. I don't want to oversell it, but is that part of the mission?
Well, definitely. That's what, like French said, it's like an orthotic for your putting. Is that, yeah, you set the putter down, you kind of like just walk right into the putter, and it puts you in the best possible position to actually make a stroke. And from there, again, just with the science behind it, less arc with little no arc, and yeah, it's very simplistic and it's very athletic.
Again, we're talking with Dr. Frank Fornari of Biomech and Heath Slocum, PGA Tour player. And, you know, guys, I got to experience this putter last year at the PGA Merchandise Show. I got one in February. I'm going to tell you, I walked out. I drove from Charlotte down to my dad's, 7-hour drive, had not used the putter that was sent to me. Got out of the car, met my dad out on the 16th, caught up to him on the 16th green, went to the 17th hole. Hit a 7-iron on the par 3 into about 15 feet, walked over, you know, marked the ball, cleaned it, put the ball back down, lined it up, knocked it in. First putt I ever made with it, I knocked it in. So, I mean, that tells you, and one of the things that I noticed, that it takes the moment of anxiety out of putting. People, right as they go to make impact with the ball, that's where the problems start. People get the yips because they're afraid that they're going to miss it left, so they block it right, or they're afraid they're going to block it right and they pull it left. So with the putter locked in on your left forearm and the pressure points that
your
you do.
Your forward forearm.
Yes,
your lead arm. Forearm.
My bad, as a right-handed golfer. I mean, it like Mike said.
I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah. It takes that moment of anxiety out of play and allows you to actually make a good stroke on the ball.
So the muscles in your hands and arms are prone to when you generate adrenaline. So they shake, right, when someone's nervous. You don't see anybody's core shaking when they get nervous because it doesn't work that way. So what this putter does is just simply, and it works for any besides just adrenaline. We have Parkinson's patients use this now, and people with resting tremor injury. It really is the proper way to make the stroke. Is just take your hands and arms out of it. So with this putter, like Keith was saying, you just basically read the green. Set it down, curl up into it. It sets you up where you need to go. There's not a 17-point putting checklist. Just have fun and make a nice, simple, easy stroke right through the ball. And again, you're going to make more putts as you experience, but you're going to have very, very few three putts as well. You're going to be close to the hole much, much more often than you would be with a traditional putter.
Yeah, you know, and when I first started using it, it felt like I was going to have a little bit more difficulty on longer putts. But once I kind of got used to it after about 15 or 20 minutes, I mean, I could roll, you know, 50-foot putts up to within a foot of the hole and easily walk over and tap it in. So, I mean, it's one of those putters that you do have to get used to putting with it a little bit. But once you kind of get into the flow, then it's very simple to use. It's very easy. In other words, you know, once you teach people how to use it.
Hey, can you guys stick around for another segment?
Sure.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna have you come back on.